This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. I'm so glad you're able to join us today as we continue our series on Nothing But the Blood. Hebrews 9 and verse 22 in the NIV. In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. This is such an important subject for us to study, for us to learn and to grow. You know, I believe, as it says in Ephesians 1:18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. We need the eyes of our understanding to be enlightened, our understanding to be enlightened to the reality of the power that there is in the blood of Jesus Christ. Acts 20:28, keep watch over yourselves and over all the flock which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God which he bought with his own blood. Remember this, no man has the right to promote sin, error, wrong doctrine, or heresy, because the church belongs to Jesus Christ. Do we honestly believe that the church has been purchased by the blood? That we will one day give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead? It is so important for us to walk in the fear of God. It's so important for us to walk in the light of God's word, because God's word is absolute truth, and we must live and act accordingly. 1 Timothy chapter 3, in verse 2, a bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, not quarrelsome, not covetous, one who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence. And again, the qualification for leaders in the Bible is very clear. You know, we must live a godly, holy life. And so, again, I think it's important to understand that the Bible is not ambiguous on the issues of the day. You know, the Bible is very clear on holiness, on what is right and wrong. But we need to realize it's not my church or your church, it's Christ's church, and he holds the receipts. The blood that he shed at the cross, he still has holes in his hands and his feet. And therefore, those of us who are in a position of leadership need to remember that fact, that we are just simply stewards of what belongs to him. It is his vineyard, it is his church. And so 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18, knowing that you are not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. If we believe in the blood, it should determine what we say, what we stand for, and who and how we serve. For it's clear that we cannot fear or serve both God and man. And so I speak in the fear of God and with reverence for his unchanging word. We must make a choice with this in mind. No man died for you. No man bled or suffered for you. Christ alone is King. Nothing but the blood. And in the blood, and only in the blood, we find salvation. Acts chapter 16 and verse 25. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposed the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light, ran in, and fell down, trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And so they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke of the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes, and immediately he and all his family were baptized. Now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household. And so I love that Bible verse says, "Sirs, what must you do to be saved?" And so they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." That word "saved" in the Greek is sozo, which means safe, deliver, protect, preserve, heal, safe, to do well, to be, or to make whole. This man witnessed the miraculous, wonder-working power of God confronting him with Christ and eternity. And thus he asked the question, the only question that matters in the light of our mortality and a looming eternity: what must I do to be saved? Or what can wash away my sins? Paul simply responded, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ." Acts chapter 22 and 16, "And now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Wash away your sins. How? The blood. Come to the fountain and you will be cleansed. Come to the fountain and you will be saved. For it is a fountain of blood. It is a fountain of grace. It is a fountain that never runs dry. Zechariah 13 and 1, "In that day a fountain shall be opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and for uncleanness." And of course, that fountain was opened at a place called Calvary when Jesus Christ hung on the cross in our place. A fountain opened for cleansing and deliverance. Thank God for that fountain. I love the old hymn written by William Cowper, 1731 to 1800. "There is a fountain filled with blood. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath the flood lose all their guilty stains. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day, and there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. Dear dying lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power, till all the ransomed ones of God be saved to sin no more. Ere since by faith I saw the stream thy flowing wounds supply, redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die. When this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then, in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing thy power to save." Hallelujah. My God, what a wonderful hymn. There is a fountain, and truly there is a fountain. Hebrews 9 and 22. "In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood there is no forgiveness." You see, the Bible is clear that our only hope is found in the blood of his Son shed at the cross. A mortal man has no hope of immortality outside of the blood of Jesus. Immortality, of course, being defined as the ability to live forever or eternal life. If you die without Christ, you will still exist forever as you have an eternal soul, but it will be an eternal torment and sorrow, because eternal life only comes through the cleansing blood. For there is no life, no forgiveness, no hope, and no way back without the blood of Jesus. For the greatest tragedy isn't death, for that's unavoidable, but dying without Jesus. Let me say that again. The greatest tragedy isn't death, for that's unavoidable, but dying without Jesus. Leviticus 17:11, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I've given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul." There is no truth more glorious or important than understanding what the blood of Jesus has done, is doing, and will do for us. Hebrews 12 and 18. "For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them any more. For they could not endure that which was commanded, and if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel." The Living Bible. "And to Jesus himself, who has brought us his wonderful new agreement, and to the sprinkled blood which graciously forgives instead of crying out for vengeance, as the blood of Abel did." And the New Living Translation. "And to the sprinkled blood which speaks of forgiveness instead of crying out for vengeance, like the blood of Abel." You see, the blood still speaks over your life, your family, and your destiny. It declares that you are of infinite value to God, for the value we place on something is determined by what we're willing to pay for it. Never forget that God gave Jesus for you. John 3:16, as I finish, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Remember this, child of God. You may be far from perfect, but you are loved. You may have failed, but you are loved. You may fall short in many ways, but remember, you are loved. God demonstrated his love at the cross. Thank God. Hallelujah. The blood declares that we are loved by God. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.